The cockpit's not answering. Somebody stabbed in business class. And I think there's mates that we can't breathe. And I don't know. I think we're getting hijacked.
Sleep. American Airlines emergency line. Please state your emergency.
Hey, this is Nitty at American Airlines calling. I am monitoring a call in which flight 11, the flight attendant is advising our rep that the pilot, everyone's been stabbed.
Flight 11?
Yep. They were sitting in 2A and B. They are in the cockpit with the pilots.
He just said, I want to let you all know that I love you very, very much in case I don't see you again.
I said that.
That the plane has been taken over by hijackers. And then I said, well, we love you very much too, Mark.
So let it be.
Sound like a train. Like a loud train coming underneath the ground, you know, but it kept getting louder. And then I just saw
Manhattan in a 31st floor of a building facing south. We saw a 767 flying low down the center of Manhattan Island heading towards downtown Manhattan. At about maybe 20 blocks north of the World Trade Center, we saw the plane veer to the left and fly directly into the north side of the South Tower.
I heard there was
and then we saw smoke coming out and everybody started running out and we saw the plane on the other side of the building and there was smoke everywhere and people are jumping out the windows over there. They're jumping out the windows, I guess, because they're trying to save themselves. I don't know. And I don't know. Everybody just doesn't know where to go. They won't let, everything is blocked off. You can't even, they're telling us to get out, but there's nowhere to go. And then I heard that another plane hit. And if you go over by there, you can see the people jumping out the window. They're jumping out the window right now. Oh, my God.
Are they going to be able to get somebody up here?
Of course, ma'am. We're coming up for you.
Well, there's no one here yet, and the floor is completely engulfed. We're on the floor, and we can't breathe.
Yeah.
And it's very, very, very hot.
Are the lights still on?
The lights are on, but it's very hot.
Ma'am.
Very hot. We're all the way on the other side of Liberty, and it's very, very hot.
The World Trade Center, Tower Number 1, is on fire. The whole outside of the building was just a huge explosion.
And all of a sudden, we heard a boom, and the elevator doors flew open, and one of the delivery guys came out. He was burnt up. So when I went to retrieve him, his skin just came right off, and we escorted him out. And as soon as we escorted him out, we were there for a couple of minutes, and all of a sudden the second bomb flew, the second plane hit, and all of a sudden we looked up and we saw people jumping out of the towers, the first tower.
Break the windows. Break the windows.
Hello, ma'am. Who's that calling? Ma'am? Ma'am?
Stay calm.
Hallelujah.
Well, when the second plane hit, about 2 minutes after that, that was when it hit the second building. The first building, we looked up and we saw bodies flying out of the jumping out of the windows, and they were still alive because they were, their arms were flailing, and they were still appeared to be alive.
This is at the World Trade Center, sir. I have a woman that's hanging from the building from the northwest side of the One World Trade Center.
And it's an awful thing. It's an awful, awful, awful thing to call somebody and tell them you're going to die. And every
breath we drew is I saw people jumping out of, off the building. Many, many people just jumping. And in a panic, I had my bag and my cell phone and everything, and I was trying to find a phone because the cell phone wasn't working. Everybody was screaming. Everybody was running. The cops were trying to maintain the calm. And in that haste, people were stampeding. People started screaming that there was another plane coming. I didn't see the plane, but I turned around, and it just, the second building just exploded.
Second airplane went in on the other side of the World Trade Center, plane number two.
The whole side has collapsed?
The whole building has collapsed.
Do you have any more of an idea where Fuentes is located?
He says he's buried under rubble in the rear of World Trade Center number one.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! 142, the American Airlines plane headed eastbound over the pike, possibly toward the Pentagon.
Couple of the guys, they had decided to jump on the hijacker with the bomb. He said, "Are you ready? Let's roll."
Hallelujah. Today we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country. I have spoken to the Vice President, to the Governor of New York, to the Director of the FBI, and have ordered that the full resources of the federal government go to help the victims and their families, and to conduct a full-scale investigation to hunt down and to find those folks who committed this act. Terrorism against our nation will not stand. And now, if you join me in a moment of silence. May God bless the victims, their families, and America. Thank you very much.
Hardback cherry sits and stares a thousand.
Tragedy that we're all undergoing right now is something that we've had nightmares about, but probably thought wouldn't happen. My heart goes out to all of the innocent victims of this horrible and vicious act of terrorism, acts of terrorism. And our focus now has to be on saving as many lives as possible.
Today our nation saw evil, the very worst of human nature.
the city of New York and the United States of America is much stronger than any group of barbaric terrorists, that our democracy, that our rule of law, that our strength and our willingness to defend ourselves will ultimately prevail. And I'd ask the people of New York City to do everything that they can to cooperate, not to be frightened, to go about their lives as normal.
America and our friends and allies join with all those who want peace and security in the world. And we stand together to win the war against terrorism.
I come back here from time to time.
Today we have watched the tragedy of an outrageous act of barbaric terrorism carried out by fanatics against both civilians and military people. Acts that have killed and maimed many innocent and decent citizens of our country. I would tell you up front, I have no intentions of discussing today what comes next, but make no mistake about it, your armed forces are ready.
No matter how hard we try, words simply cannot express the horror, the shock, and the revulsion we all feel over what took place in this nation on Tuesday morning. September 11 will go down in our history as a day to remember. Today we say to those who masterminded this cruel plot and to those who carried it out that the spirit of this nation will not be defeated by their twisted and diabolical schemes. We've always needed God from the very beginning of this nation. But today we need Him especially. We're facing a new kind of enemy. We're involved in a new kind of warfare. And we need the help of the Spirit of God.
Tonight we are a country awakened to danger and called to defend freedom. Our grief has turned to anger and anger to resolution. Whether we bring our enemies to justice or bring justice to our enemies, justice will be done. This is not, however, just America's fight. And what is at stake is not just America's freedom. This is the world's fight. This is civilization's fight. This is the fight of all who believe in progress and pluralism, tolerance and freedom. We will not tire. We will not falter. And we will not fail. I know there are struggles ahead and dangers to face, but this country will define our times, not be defined by them. As long as the United States of America is determined and strong, this will not be an age of terror. This will be an age of liberty here and across the world. The course of this conflict is not known, yet its outcome is certain. Freedom and fear, justice and cruelty have always been at war, and we know that God is not neutral between them.
This is News Radio 94.3, WSCC FM, Goose Creek, Charleston. We remember.